Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. No, Coach Jimmy, we're talking about the McNeese State Cowboys. And if America wants a blueprint on how to quickly turn around a college athletics program, you should take a look at this year's McNeese State University men's basketball team in Lake Charles, Louisiana. After finishing 11-23 last year, this season's Cowboys have raced out of the chute to post an amazing 27-3 record as of today. Woo! The team's current NCAA net ranking of number 58 may still be enough to get them into the NCAA March Madness field, even if the Cowpokes should lose a game during next week's Southland Conference basketball tournament. And did I mention that the Southland Conference tournament is going to be played in Lake Charles at the home gymnasium of 27-3 McNeese State? Here's a brief history of the school. Founded in 1939 as Lake Charles Junior College, it was initially a two-year college and part of the LSU system. A year later, in 1940, the school was renamed for the innovative former local educator named John McNeese. In 1950, the school had evolved into a four-year institution, and today, there are nearly 7,000 students on the wooded campus deep in southwestern Louisiana called McNeese State University. And since Interstate 10 passes just north of Lake Charles, the city is actually more famous to many people in Louisiana as being home to Louisiana's biggest thrill ride known as the I-10 Bridge over the Calcasieu River. If you've ever driven over that steep four-lane monster, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Though the Lake Charles area is home to several major chemical facilities and a growing LNG export business, the city of 75,000 residents looks to its local university as the rallying point for sports entertainment. Alas, the Cowboys of McNeese State University have remained relatively quiet on the national sports scene of late. Neither the school's football program nor the men's basketball programs have appeared on the national stage in more than 20 years. As interest sagged in the school's basketball program, the 8,500-seat arena being used by the university called Burton Coliseum, built in 1976, had become a virtual echo chamber during most of McNeese State's men's and women's college basketball games. So what was the formula to transform this losing basketball program into a winner? As the McNeese State basketball program has become almost a lock for this year's 2024 NCAA March Madness field, let's examine how this amazing transformation has taken place in the city of Lake Charles. Number one, build a nice, right-sized new facility and involve your key alumni in the process. Number two, hire an athletic director who is determined to fill up that facility with paying customers. Number three, go out and hire a new coach with a proven track record for turning around a sport. Number four, give that coach enough money to use as NIL bait to entice talented transfers. And number five, get out of the way and go cheer on the coach and team. So let's examine those one by one. Step number one, the Legacy Center opens. In 2018, McNeese State unveiled its brand new $40 million on-campus basketball and volleyball arena. This facility holds about 4,200 fans for basketball. It was renamed Legacy Center after McNeese received a multi-million dollar donation from a family of a prominent local jeweler. The expectations were very high for a renaissance in the school's basketball programs. Step number two, if you build it, they won't necessarily come. Before this season, the McNeese men's basketball program had not finished with a winning record since 2011. After the opening of their brand new sparkling basketball arena in 2018, the McNeese men's basketball teams continued to struggle under their new head coach, Heath Schroyer. The coach would post losing records in his first 3 years, going just 9-22 in 2018, then 15-17, and then 10-14 in 2020. But then the school promoted Coach Schroyer to the full-time athletics director and appointed his assistant coach, John Aiken, to take charge of the men's basketball team. Well, Aiken wasn't able to make things better either. McNeese finished with an 11-22 record in 2021 and was only 11-23 last year. And that disappointing play of the basketball team was only able to draw crowds of less than 50% of the capacity of their brand new 4,200-seat Legacy Center facility. So Coach John Aiken was fired by his own former boss and now the athletics director, Heath Schroyer, last spring in 2023. So it's time for step number three. And in the case of McNeese, it's time for the athletic director to try a Hail Mary quickly. McNeese had a brand new basketball arena, which was only drawing about 2,000 fans per game. The athletic director needed to hire a new basketball coach who could inject a spark of lightning into this program quickly, or his own job might be in jeopardy soon. Enter Will Wade. Yes, that's the same Will Wade who was relieved of his basketball duties as coach in March 2022 at LSU after 5 seasons there with the Bayou Bengals. A highly successful turnaround artist, Will Wade was able to transform University of Tennessee Chattanooga, the Moccasins, into a winner, and then went to VCU and led them to consecutive years in the NCAA March Madness tournament. When he came to LSU in 2017, Will Wade was able to lift the Tigers up to a 108-54 record during his 5 years. That works out to be about a 67% winning percentage. And more importantly, Wade's teams played in 3 March Madness events during his 5 years at LSU. Well, that's the good news. An FBI wiretap captured Coach Wade making some, well, his words, a strong offer, we'll say, monetary enticement to an LSU basketball recruit, and it landed the coach in some very hot water. There were also a few other similar accusations of improper financial inducements being made by the coach. And unfortunately for Will Wade, those issues occurred prior to the adoption of the Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, financial rewards and the NCAA transfer portal options coming into play. So during his time at LSU, Will Wade's recruiting was a violation against the rules in effect during his time with the Tigers. He agreed to accept some significant contract changes with the school while his case was being reviewed for possible NCAA violations. LSU would eventually fire Will Wade just prior to the Tigers' first-round NCAA March Madness tournament in 2022. But he would surface again a year later, 130 miles to the west, down Interstate 10. Almost exactly 1 year later in March 2023, Southland Conference member McNeese State University surprised the college basketball world by hiring Will Wade to become their men's basketball coach. McNeese Athletic Director Heath Schroyer was very excited about the hire. Here's what he had to say, and I quote, "McNeese basketball is one of the best jobs in the nation in regards to one-bid leagues. We are funded at the top of the league, we have the best facility, a passionate fan base, and many other built-in advantages. I will not make excuses for why we can't win and win big. Quite frankly, there is no excuse. The days of us celebrating just making conference tournaments or accepting mediocrity in all of our sports, let alone in basketball, are over." Wow. Remember, McNeese was a men's college basketball team which had not produced a winning record in 12 years prior to this season. So now we move to step number 4. Give the new coach a pocket full of cash and go out and find some new transfer players. Coach Will Wade quickly rounded up a corral of new basketball players for the McNeese Cowboys. Utilizing the now legal NIL financial incentives and aggressively reaching out to players via the NCAA's transfer portal, the new men's basketball coach at McNeese has completely rebuilt the roster. Of the 15 players on this year's team, only 3 of them are holdovers from last year. And one of those returning players is junior forward Christian Shoemate. He's the team's second leading scorer this year with 12 points a game. 4 McNeese players are scoring in double figures this year, and 10 of the Cowboys players average more than 10 minutes on the court every game this season. Coach Wade is rotating a lot of players in and out of the basketball lineup to keep the pressure on opposing teams. The McNeese State Cowboys have been the biggest surprise in college basketball this year. The team's current 27-3 record represents by far the biggest improvement in the nation. The Pokes have defeated established college basketball teams on the road like VCU and Michigan. So step number 5, get out of the way and cheer on that new coach and team. This incredible basketball resurrection at McNeese this season has resulted in several sellout crowds too. The new basketball arena on campus in Lake Charles has seen average home attendance nearly double this season. And that makes McNeese Athletic Director Heath Schroyer and other top school officials very happy. Said Schroyer, Men's basketball has always been a revenue-generating sport for our department. However, this year, we've already generated more than 5 times the revenue from last year. We're simply reinvesting into this program, which will in turn help our entire department continue to grow financially. Now, this reinvesting he just referenced was a brand new 5-year contract extension valued at $700,000 a year, which was just handed to the McNeese State basketball coach, Will Wade, a couple of weeks ago. Now, that's a lot of money for a state school in Louisiana to pay their head basketball coach. If you want to put that in perspective, the head football coach at FBS school UL Monroe, Tommy Bowden, who was fired after last year, earned $435,000 last season. The head football coach just down the road at UL Lafayette pulled down $755,000 last year. This new 5-year contract for McNeese State basketball coach Will Wade also contains a $1.25 million buyout clause. Now, that would go to reimburse the school in the event that a major conference basketball team with significantly more financial resources decides to make the basketball coach an offer he can't refuse. Oh yeah, they're gonna do it. Coach Will Wade was at the wrong place at the wrong time when he coached at LSU, but since his departure, the landscape of college athletics has dramatically changed. Coach Will Wade definitely has a gift for finding and signing, and more importantly, coaching college basketball talent. And that makes him a very hot commodity once this basketball season ends. McNeese State is having one heck of a dream season, and congratulations to the Cowboys and their fans in Lake Charles. Go Pokes! I'm Swamp Swamp.